Have you ever asked a simple question and gotten a, well, not so simple answer?
Hey, John, what time is it?
Oh, boy, finally someone asked me. Check it out, Javi. This is my new Look Ma No Hands watch. You get it? No hands. You just talk to it. Watch. Watch. What time is it?
London time is 8:43.
Must be a little flaw. Watch. I want local
time. Moscow.
Well, I don't know. Wait. Watch. Maybe I said the wrong thing.
What? What is me?
Oh, watch. What time is it?
And local time.
Well, so what time is it?
I guess it's time to get new batteries.
Boy, there are questions that you might wish that you never asked, and other questions that you don't ask when you should. Sound confusing? Well, it won't be after we spend some time with Whit and a couple of his friends on today's adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
I'm sure glad you could join me for today's adventure. I'm Chris, and today I want to ask you a question. Are you ready? Here it is. What makes a question a stupid question? You know what I mean? Like when you're sitting in class and you need to ask the teacher something, but you're afraid to because the rest of the class might laugh at you. Does that mean your question is stupid? Or am I asking a stupid question by asking you about stupid questions? Well, I'm not going to answer that right now, but Mr. Whittaker will during today's program. He'll have to, because he's suddenly going to find himself in charge of Meg Stevens. You'll find out more about Meg and share her story when we come back to today's Adventure in Odyssey right after this. John Avery Whittaker is having a fairly quiet afternoon at Wits' End. A customer or two wanders in, but other than that, things are, well, quiet. That won't last long, though, because even now, Meg Stevens is roller skating her way into Wits' shop and a new adventure.
Much obliged, Bill.
Hi, Mr. Whittaker. Can I ask you a favor?
Well, look who's here. Come on in. And how are you today, Miss Meg?
Fine, thank you. But I'm on roller skates. Can I still come in just for a minute?
Well, just for a minute. But you be careful.
Mr. Whittaker, what does much obliged mean?
Well, much obliged is kind of an old-fashioned way to say thank you.
Oh.
Tell me, Meg Stevens, was that what you came in here to ask me?
No. I have a favor to ask.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think it'd be okay if I stayed here till my mother gets off work? She's going to talk to you about it.
Why, sure it's okay. You picked a good night, too, because there's only one other person here besides you and me. You can choose any seat in the house.
I don't mean just tonight.
Oh?
I need some place to go every afternoon, at least after dark. Because they don't want me in the beauty parlor anymore.
They don't?
Uh-uh. My mother does, but Rita's her boss, and she says I ask too many stupid questions. And Mama doesn't want to get fired.
What do you mean, stupid questions?
Well, like yesterday. Mrs. Johnson came in for a permanent, and I asked why she called it that, because she comes in every week. And I thought if it's permanent, it ought to last longer.
Mrs. Johnson didn't answer you, did she?
How do you know?
Oh, call it a lucky guess.
Well, anyway, Rita says I'm bad for business.
So, that's a house key I've been seeing around your neck, huh?
Yes, sir. And this one's my skate key. But I hate to go home with nobody there.
Well, I don't blame you, not one bit. And in answer to your question, of course you can stay here. As long and as often as you like, until something better works out.
Thank you. I mean, much obliged.
And let me tell you a secret.
What?
There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Really?
Really and truly. But even if you believe me, it's always a good idea to get a second opinion. So I'm going to get one right now. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Isn't that right, Chris? Chris, isn't that right?
Who are you talking to?
He's talking to me.
Oh!
Ooh, watch your balance, honey.
Whit knows I don't care to talk much. So he asked me a question in front of another person, which requires me to answer. Unless I wish to feel and look foolish. There's no such thing as a stupid question. Only an embarrassing one. Right, Whit?
Oh, Chris, you know I didn't mean it that way.
One black coffee to go, please.
All right, all right.
My name's Meg.
Hello.
Do you write books?
Why do you ask?
Well, was that a stupid question?
She's got you now, Chris.
Why do you ask?
Because you talk like a book.
Well, I read books. Quite a few books.
Oh, I do, too. I've read all the Black Stallion books, and sometimes I read what they give us in school, but my favorite book of all is the S volume of the Universal Encyclopedia. Mama got it in the yard sale for 25 cents. And it's got Sioux Indians in it, and Siberian tigers, and seaweed, and all kinds of stuff. What's your favorite book?
Well, I really haven't given it much thought.
Here's your coffee, Chris.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night, Chris.
Wait, I'll get the door for you.
No need. Whit, tell her. I don't need help.
It's no trouble.
Watch out for the door.
Look out. They move. They move.
Oh.
Hold on, you two. I'm coming. Easy now.
Get her away from me.
Easy, Chris.
I'm sorry, mister. Let me help you back into your chair.
Get away from me, both of you.
Oh, I'll just hold the door.
I mean it, Whit.
It's all right, Meg. He'll get up.
It's my fault.
Shh, no, no. It could have happened to anyone. He'll get up. Shh. There, there, there. That's better.
Is he going to be all right?
Well, look. He's back in his wheelchair. Goodbye, Chris.
Oh.
Meg, listen. I'm going to tell you something. That man who just stormed out of here is my friend. A very good friend, too. Well, I've known Chris for 12 long years. And you know what? He's been mad almost the whole 12 years. Even in the best of times. You see, he's so afraid people are going to feel sorry for him, he avoids them. He misses some good times, too. Some of the best things life has to offer. It wasn't your fault that he was unhappy all those years, and it's not your fault that he's mad tonight.
But I knocked his wheelchair over.
That was a pretty impressive accident, but Chris is all right. The only thing that got hurt was his pride.
I'm not going to wear these roller skates in here anymore.
You know, that's an excellent idea. And I've got one, too. What would you say to a piece of apple pie a la mode?
Much obliged.
Atta girl.
Mr. Whitaker?
Yeah?
What's a la mode? Oh, hello, Whit.
Hi, Carol. It's getting cold out there, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is. I'm sorry to be so late getting off work.
Oh, no problem. I won't close for at least another hour, and Meg's been good company for me tonight. She's in the reading nook right now, discovering everything in the encyclopedia that starts with an A.
Oh, I appreciate this, Whit.
My pleasure, Carol. Meg's a very bright little girl.
I know. I wish I could give her some more opportunities.
I take it that Meg's father is unavailable.
Oh, yes. He left when Meg was still a baby.
Uh-huh.
She still says she remembers him, but I don't see how. I guess it's a dream. Anyway, I want you to know
Hi,
that
Mama.
I really... Hi, sweetheart. You ready to go home?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, I brought your shoes.
I told Mr. Whitaker you'd cut his hair.
I see. And did he ask?
Well, she told me it looked like I cut it myself with pinking shears.
Oh, Meg. Oh, I'm sorry, Whit.
Oh, not at all. I'd feel honored if you'd tackle this mess of mine.
Oh, thanks again, Whit.
Good night, Mr. Whitaker.
Good night. See you tomorrow.
Whitaker.
So I just told him, I said, listen, I may not know anything about automobiles, but I recognize a dent when I see one.
Uh-huh.
And that dent wasn't there before I brought my car in for inspection.
I see.
Well, I mean to tell you, he backed down. Mm-hmm. He did. You just have to stand your ground with these people. And after that, you know what
happened. Well, I just dread interrupting a wonderful story like yours, Mrs. Moore, but there's a customer waiting behind you.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Down here.
Oh, well, I'll come back.
Well, Miss Meg, did you bring what I told you?
Yes, I brought 10 questions about things I want to know.
Good. Oh, yes, now these are fine. Now, there's a man who works over in the reference department of the library.
Uh-huh.
His name's Mr. Gottlieb.
Gottlieb.
Uh-huh, right. And it's his job to help people find answers to their questions. He's also a friend of mine, so I'd appreciate it if you'd give him this little gift.
Mm. What is it, apple pie?
Yep. And some black coffee. There you go. Now, you have a good time.
Okay. See you later.
See you later. I feel like I just sent Daniel into the lion's den.
We'll be back with today's adventure in Odyssey right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Excuse me.
May I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Where is the reference department?
Juvenile books are on the second floor.
Thank you, but I'm not looking for a book. I'm looking for a person.
I smell coffee. You're not bringing food into the library, are you?
It's for Mr. Gottlieb.
Oh. Well, Mr. Gottlieb is in the reference department.
Yes, I know.
His desk is just beyond the stacks.
Stacks of what?
The stacks. Books. Bookshelves. Bookcases. Rows of bookcases. Oh, I'm not sure, but it's clear to the back. You can't miss it.
Thank you. Mr. Gottlieb? Mr. Gottlieb?
I'm coming. What can I...
What are you doing here?
I'm sorry. I was looking for Mr. Gottlieb.
That's me. Christopher Gottlieb.
Oh, I... Well, here's a present from Mr. Whitaker.
Is this his idea of a joke?
I don't know. I didn't know it was you, honest. I'm sorry I knocked over your wheelchair. I really am. I promise I'll never do it again, ever.
I dare say you won't. So, what is this parcel for Mr. John Avery Whitaker?
It's a piece of apple coffee and a cup of pie. I mean, it's...
Yes, oh, of course it is.
Well...
Relax. I won't bite you. And, what's that, a message?
No, sir. It's nothing. Just some questions.
What kind of questions?
Just some stuff I want to know about. Questions nobody wants to answer for me.
Let me see it.
Yes, sir. I was going to ask Mr. Gottlieb... I was going to ask you to help me look up things.
Hmm. What's this word?
Compass.
Well, it's spelled wrong.
I didn't know.
Well, now you do. What kind of a compass? The kind you circumscribe a circle with? Or a mariner's compass?
I don't know. You want to see it?
Oh, you have one, do you?
Yes, sir. But it's a secret, so please don't tell anybody.
Why? Did you steal it?
No, I don't steal.
Ah, righteous indignation.
It belonged to my father.
Does he know you have it?
No, he left it by mistake. It was under the refrigerator where we used to live.
Well, it's a nice compass. This is a mariner's compass.
Oh. I think it's broken, because the arrow only points one way.
No, it's working. Come here. That's called the needle. Now, it always points to magnetic north.
Oh.
It's supposed to. So what you do is you line up the needle so that it points toward the N.
Uh-huh.
You see where it says N on the face?
Uh-huh.
Now, wait, let me turn it around. Now, there. That's north, you see? And you get all of your other bearings in relation to the north.
Oh.
You don't understand, do you?
No.
Well, we'll come back to that. When are you expected back?
I can stay as late as I want.
Where's your mother?
She's at the beauty parlor.
Oh, for crying out loud, that figures. After all, what in the world good is a reference library if it can't entertain the wee folks while Mommy gets her hair done?
No. No, she works at the beauty parlor.
Does she?
Yes. And she works hard, too. And she cares about me. And she knows where I am. And you're mean.
Well, pardon me. I stand corrected.
You do?
Well, pardon me again. I sit corrected.
I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking...
It's all right. Very few people use this department, so I tend to forget that this is a public library.
Oh, I like it here.
That's interesting. Why?
I love books. I like to learn things.
You really are here by choice, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, then I guess we should get back to this list of yours. What's this word?
Fjord. I heard it on TV once.
Well, that's a good Norwegian word. A fjord is a natural harbor with steep cliffs on the side.
Oh, I thought it was like a Norwegian kjær.
What's a kjær?
You know, like you drive.
A fjord? Norwegian Ford?
What's funny?
Nothing. It's just that a kjær.
What's so funny?
Mr. Gottlieb, your acquisitions have arrived.
Oh, thank you, Miss Adams. You know what a fjord is?
Yes.
It's a Norwegian kjær.
yes. Well, excuse me.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
It's Meg.
I'm sorry, Meg. I'm not laughing at you.
I know. You're laughing with me.
No. You're just delightful, that's all. But I tell you what. Let's come back to that one, too. I can't even talk about it now.
Okay.
Now, you came up with all these questions yourself.
Yes. Are they stupid? People always tell me I ask stupid questions.
Oh, no. On the contrary. I've never met a more genuinely interested library patron than you. And that's the truth.
You mean like a saint or something?
Well, that's one meaning of patron. But I use that word in another way. That's what libraries call their customers. It has other meanings, too. Want to see?
Uh-huh.
Would you hand me that dictionary? Now, careful, it's heavy. Oh, thank you. All right, here we are. Patron. It comes from the Latin word pater, which means father.
Pater.
Right. And the first meaning is this. Patron. One who serves in some way as a father, guardian, protector.
Oh, I like that word. What happened to your legs?
I was in a car accident a long time ago.
Oh.
But, as you can see, I get along fine.
I know. You're strong.
What makes you say that?
Because you held the doors open and got up in the wheelchair all by yourself.
How old are you?
10.
Well, I'm 38. And I owe you an apology.
Why?
Why, she asks. Because I behaved so rudely to you and Whit last night. And today. I almost forgot today.
It's okay.
You're okay, Meg. You really are. Chris Gottlieb. Oh, yeah, hi, Whit. No, she's right here. No, everything's okay. Oh, it is? Well, I didn't notice it over here because there aren't any windows. Meg, it's dark outside. Well, sure, I'll bring her right over.
I don't want to go.
Stay in about 10 minutes, okay? Oh, and Whit, thanks for the coffee.
Do I have to go now?
Yes, I'm afraid so. But I'll try to negotiate for you to come back tomorrow. Do you want to do that?
Sure.
Good. Well, let's don't keep him waiting.
You know, I used to look at a bad situation and automatically assume it wasn't going to get any better. Yeah, I'd be right in there with a whole gaggle of sad-eyed headshakers just full of human sympathy and not an ounce of initiative. Now, maybe I just lacked imagination to see how I could contribute any good, or maybe I was scared of becoming a meddler in other people's affairs. But when I think of Meg Stevens and Chris Gottlieb, I'm reminded of how powerful a simple introduction can be. Like this one, for instance.
Hi, Mama. This is Mr. Gottlieb, and I told him you'd cut his hair.
So you see, you never can tell what might happen when you start asking questions. The only trick is not being afraid to ask. And that's the answer to the question I asked you at the beginning of the program. I asked you what makes a question a stupid question. Did you hear the answer? The only stupid question is the question you don't ask. In other words, there's no such thing as a stupid question. So if you need to ask something, then ask. Adventures and Odysseys is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written by Susan McBride. Bob Luttrell was our production engineer, and Chuck Bolte was the executive producer. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll spend some time exploring our side of the radio next time on Adventures and Odysseys.